It is, and there's been plenty happening in the world of footy in the last couple of weeks, of course. The deadline for trades was last night, and I'm sure the Hawks were very, very pleased with the hand that they ended up receiving. Graham Wright is the footy director, list manager at the Hawks. He's been good enough to join us this morning. Good morning, Wrighty.
Good, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Chad Wingard, Tom Scully, Jack Scrimshaw into the Hawthorn Football Club. Going into the period, did you think you'd be able to land all that?
No, probably would be the short answer. I mean, things change a little bit through the period, and you've always got to be ready to move. And certainly, I suppose the Tom Scully one was the one that came up a little bit later for us. We understood that Tom had permission to have a look around, but I don't think he'd really locked into doing that until late. And then obviously we met with him in the middle of last week, and things moved pretty quickly.
The conversation when it was done, the deal, was that how could the Giants let him go for a fourth-round pick? It's what it's all been about since it's been happening. Were you prepared to pay any more, or was that the deal from the start? It was going to be that sort of pick?
I think initially they wanted something a bit better than that. Obviously, I mean, it's been well documented, that Tom had a significant injury during the year, and obviously there's a little bit of a risk with that, so that was where the discussion came. We ended on that future fourth-round pick, but a few other things were discussed, obviously. It was just that was the one we ended on, and that was really probably part of bigger deals being done, and I suppose the Giants in a position where they needed to get some money out and that sort of thing. So it might have looked like not that much, but I think from the overall perspective from the Giants, it was a bigger picture scenario.
Do you expect Tom to be playing round one next year?
I'm not sure. Is that Whitey?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, to be honest, man. We'll be hopeful. I think that'd be probably a best case scenario, to be honest. So from our perspective, it'll just be like we are with all of our players. Anyone who might be injured, it's just how they're going and how their body reacts and whether they've got enough work in them to actually be capable of playing at that time. But we won't be aiming for round one. We'll be just aiming for when he's right.
The Chad Wingard one intrigues me because I think you've got an absolute superstar on your hands if you can get him back to the form he was a couple of years ago. How did that happen? Is that something where Clarko comes to you and say, hey, this is the guy I really want? Or is it more Chad saying he wants to go to Hawthorn? I'm intrigued as to how that all unfolded.
I suppose because he's a contracted player, he has to have permission from Port to explore, really, if he's a contracted player, unless there's been a massive falling out or something like that. And I don't think that was the case. I think it was just that Port were pretty open that they were going to look to do some things during this trade period. And so we met with Chad, and obviously Port knew that he was meeting a couple of clubs. From there, I think, and I don't want to talk for Chad because I think he's doing a press conference here tomorrow, but I think from there he just felt that this was the place that he could get the best out of himself and get back to being that All-Australian-type forward midfielder that we know he's capable of. He's a two-time All-Australian, best and fairest winner at 22 or 23, I think. So at 25, we think he's got a lot of footy ahead of him. And as you said, he's a really exciting player and can play midfield, can play forward. He's tough and he's hard at the footy, but he's highly skilled as well. So from that perspective, we're really excited to get him on board.
Righty, we always seem to be applauding you at the end of trade period, but do you always get a knock on the door from your recruiting team saying how much they hate you with with your first pick being 53 this year?
Well, up until this year, I've been part of that recruiting team, so I've been doing it to myself. this year, it's Mark McKenzie heads up that team with Mark Smart and Jeff Morris, and yeah, they're fantastic at what they do, and they're really well prepared. And I think I said the other day that they'll prepare for 53, our first pick in the draft, like it's pick one. We'll do as much work as we need to do, and I know those guys will be working really hard to make sure we turn that pick hopefully into a decent player. But the reality is, it's tough on them. But to be honest, they're part of the decision making, so they understand it and they know that what we're trying to do is get better, and sometimes that means we'll give up draft picks. But yeah, it's happened quite a lot.
So it leads to my next question, and it's the trade period versus the draft period. How long do you debate about the draft and how good the draft's going to be, rather than going, well, we're going to get Wingard, Scully and Scrimshaw into our football club?
Yeah, that is it's a pretty decent debate. I mean, we try not to, if we are going to trade, we try and trade for guys who we feel have got a lot of football ahead of them. So we're not bringing guys in that might only have a few years. Every now and then that changes. You know, Lakey was probably the classic example of being just on or right on 30, I think, when we brought him in, but we just really required that type of player. But generally speaking, we try and bring guys in who have got a fair bit of footy ahead of them. So from that perspective, we do a lot of debate on it. We talk about it at football subcommittee all the time, and that's headed up by Richie Vandenberg. And we go through it all, and then we come up with a collective decision that this is what we're going to try and do. But as I said before, during the trade period, things change, and you've got to have the flexibility to move, and you've got to have the flexibility to move quickly.
And just on the Ryan Burton involvement in the Wingard deal, I must admit I speak from a position of emotional attachment to the number 5 at Hawthorn, which is a very special number, as you well know, Righty. When you're giving up a top first-round draft pick or a young man who was second in the Rising Star 2 years ago, a future leader of the footy club, and you have to cough that up, and he's carrying a legacy number as well. Is that discussed when you're putting him up for trade?
Not the legacy number, I must admit. That wasn't discussed. It was certainly discussed. I mean, Ryan got brought up last week ago, with Port Adelaide. And that if the deal for Wingard wouldn't happen unless Burton was a part of it. But then, Ryan's a contracted player as well, and he's got every right to make the decision of what's best for him. And in the end, he made a decision that, the commercial... commercial offer from Port Adelaide, the chance to go home, those type of things were, I suppose, exciting in the end. I don't think he was quite there at the start, and that's really hard for us. I mean, these are emotional decisions for any 21-year-old to have to make,
yep,
especially when you're on holidays. So we don't take it lightly. But it certainly weighed up, and we know that Ryan's a really good young player. So a really difficult decision, but that's the job we have to do.
Well, I think you walk away at the end of it, Righty, with a pretty positive outcome for all Hawks fans. So well done to you and the team. Looking forward to seeing an action 2019.
No worries, Will. Thanks, guys.